Hi, this is Sebastian Roche, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online. And you have to listen to them. If you don't, I will come for you.
All right, so the first question I have is, I want to know how it feels to be back, or I guess kind of back, on the originals right now.
Oh, it's amazing. It really is amazing because, you know, I really regretted dying so soon on The Vampire Diaries of this character. He's such an enormously rich character that I long to do it again, and I'm really, really happy to be back on the show. And who knows what will happen in the future.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that, because when your character died in The Vampire Diaries, everybody was like, that was a really untapped character. Like, that was a character that had so much potential that should, because we're like, there's two, the show's called The Originals, and there's, like, no originals left.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone. We got to bring someone back. So.
I know. It was too soon, I think. A lot of people were like, too soon. And me too as well, of course.
Way too soon. So I'm glad they're finding a way to maybe make up for it. So.
Yeah. I had a suspicion that, you know, once a show called The Originals, you know, came along, that I might be making a few appearances. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
Right.
Really amazing. The writers have been phenomenal for me. And it's, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been, this show, I mean, I people that I know, men and women alike of all ages, are obsessed with this show. I have a professor in college that's obsessed with this show.
Oh,
so,
really?
I mean,
that's great.
Yeah.
It is great. It is very grown up, actually. And it has all these amazing story lines, and it's starting to become very Shakespearean now, very sort of Oedipus Rex with the family starting to sort of move in. So yeah, things are definitely going to be very, very interesting. I don't know how much
I can
say, but I can't say too much. Yeah.
All right. Well, if you had to take a favorite original child, who would you pick and why?
Oh, wow, that's hard. It's really difficult to pick, I think. You know, the only ones I really know are, I love working with Klaus, even though he's not my child. He's kind of a bastard child, but I still raised him. So at the end of the day, you know, in last episode, he said something that was actually wonderful. He said, I can't remember who said, you know, but why are you calling me your father? And he says he did all the damage that a father can do. So I really love working with Klaus because we have such a dysfunctional relationship and such a heightened relationship every time we do a scene. So in terms of preference, you know, I think Michael at this point is, Daniel's character is very rich as well. And, you know, so was Rebecca's. But I'd have to say Klaus, only because we have such a contentious relationship, you know.
That's a cool answer. I didn't think you were going to say Klaus. So I like that answer. Klaus is my favorite character. So
I didn't mean
to say Klaus, but yeah, that's good.
I'm talking in terms of character,
right.
or as an actor, you know, working with, you know, of course, if he had favorites, I think, you know, if I'm talking in the third person, if Michael had a favorite, I think it would be Claire. It would be, yeah, Rebecca, who basically was misinformed. I mean, you know, most of his children hate him for the wrong reason. I mean, he was a very difficult father, I have to admit.
Right.
This is Viking culture. Who knows? I'm trying to find excuses for my character's appalling behavior.
Definitely.
But that's what I love about Michael, is that he is simply motivated by revenge and cruelty, you know, that builds up over the years. And I can imagine if, you know, for 1,000 years you were only motivated by revenge and power.
Yeah.
It would turn you into a monster.
Yeah,
You only have to look at Sheldon Adelson, the Coen brothers, to see monuments of horror.
Oh, Lord, the original brothers. All right, since we're talking about, we've seen some flashbacks. We've gone back and we've gone today. We've gone back do you prefer, or which do you like better, doing the flashback scenes or doing the modern-day scenes?
For me, it really doesn't really matter. It has to do with the writing. I love, of course, doing period stuff, as long as, you know, it's not only just the period, but the character development. That's what I really get off on. So it doesn't really matter to me, unless, you know, I'm riding, because I love riding horses and actually sword fighting, so, and I'm pretty good at it. So if that's included, I love it. But if the scene, for me, it's all about the writing and how rich the characters are, the characters' interactions are. So either or, it's just as much fun for me.
I love that you say sword fighting, because Daniel Gillies and Joseph Morgan both have said that they would like to see a flashback where they're pirates. And
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I'm obsessed with pirates. It's like my favorite thing in the world. So I'm like, that would seriously be so cool if they did it. And it would make sense, you know. It's kind of a little bit that time, right before they were arriving to New Orleans, is when, you know, the piracy was kind of dies down and stuff.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. They could definitely do it. It would be cool.
And I speak four languages, so I talked to the writers saying, you know, it'd be amazing to have a flashback scene. I speak French and Spanish. Daniel speaks Spanish, so we could have a whole scene in Spanish, which could be kind of fun. Subtitles.
That would be awesome.
It'd be amazing.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun.
Well, if you had a choice to play any other original, who would you choose?
Oh, man, I think it's difficult. You know, if I had a choice, I would choose Klaus, too, because he's the most tortured. I love tortured, complex characters. So, I mean, so is Daniel, too, because I love the dimension that Daniel's character is taking, because he has so much empathy, and I loved his developing relationship with Haley. And I think everyone does, too, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I do love, you know, the show's heart. You know, that's why I love the moment also when Klaus was with the baby. He's so tormented. I love tormented characters.
Me too.
So I would have to take Klaus, yeah. And he's
really
the dominant character. He's dominant. I love playing the dominant characters, of course. My ego has to go for these characters. Michael being, of course, an extremely dominant character.
Yeah, he is a very dominant character. I'm really looking forward to it, because we've only got two episodes left. So there's like so, like they just like threw you in right at the end. We're like, oh my God, what the hell is about to happen? Like, it's crazy.
I didn't understand that. Sorry, it was.
Oh, I said they threw you in right at the end. There's only two episodes left, so we're all like, what the heck is going on? Like, it's crazy.
My lips are sealed. Somewhat.
So, you've obviously played on a few Supernatural-based shows. What character
yes.
has been your favorite to play?
Oh, well, I mean, I think the two characters I loved playing were Balthazar and Supernatural. You know, if we're talking about Supernatural characters, it would be Balthazar and Michael. Michael is so complex because I think, you know, if ever I, you know, came back on the series, who knows? You never know. It would be nice to see different facets of Michael's character. I think he's an extremely rich character. I mean, you see the revenge, the moment, the cruelty, revenge, and power. But I think that deep beneath, there could be many substratas of emotions that could be played, and I think that would be really interesting. So he's a much more complex character. I think Balthazar was very much much closer to me at the time, you know, sort of a roguish, decadent angel. And it was a lot of fun to play because he was actually very humorous. But they're diametrically opposed, so they were both equally enjoyable. But I really love... I really love Michael's incredible focus, you know, the presence and focus that he has. And it's really melded well for me as an actor to come up with a character that has so much gravitas. I really, really enjoy playing this character. And it requires a phenomenal amount of precision and focus to do this character. It's actually sometimes exhausting because his rage and focus are so powerful that you have to have that sort of inner strength. So I would say Michael now. I mean, it's a toss. It's a toss-up. But
okay,
Michael,
so kind of,
you know, sorry, go ahead, yeah.
No, that kind of leads me into the next, and you kind of already answered it. You would say that Michael has been one of the more challenging characters to play then.
Yeah, it is, actually. Much more, it is. I mean, I've played a lot of mean characters that are sort of Michael-esque, but Michael is extremely challenging in the sense that you have to have this amazing concentration within the character to hold this sort of inner rage, inner power, inner focus, inner revenge. Yeah, it does. It takes a lot of emotion to get to that point, because I think it's all motivated by emotion. So
right,
you do
right.
have, you do, it is exhausting. It is exhausting, and especially when he rages, it's exhausting, but in a good way, of course. I mean, they've given me, the writers have been phenomenal. They've been amazing, yeah.
Well, I'll say you play Michael very well. I'll say that.
Thank you.
I'm not really saying that. Like I said before, it was a character that was untapped, so we're all kind of crossing our fingers here at the end. We actually just interviewed someone else that's on the other side on The Vampire Diaries this morning, and we really like his character too. So we're like, oh my gosh!
Michael Mullarkey?
Yeah, he was on.
Yeah, he's great. I love Michael. He's a really nice guy. I met him. We went to see football together. We're soccer fans. But football.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He said that y'all went together. He said that it was a lot of fun, which is cool. It was like all the characters we like are stuck on the other side. So
yeah, he's really cool. He's really cool. His character is great too. Yeah. He's a wonderful actor. I really like Michael.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy.
Yeah, he's super nice. It was a lot of fun this morning. Well, so we've seen some other characters come back on Supernatural, and now, you're possibly coming back on Vampire Diaries. If given the chance, would you return your character on Supernatural if you were given the chance?
Oh, in a second. We're such, we're such good friends, now, because we do all the, we do a lot of sci-fi conventions together. So, now the cast of Supernatural and myself, we're like a traveling theater troupe. I feel like we're an old-style theater troupe, traveling in caravans from town to town. It really feels like it, because we are so close. We're so close. We travel all over the world together, and Jared and Jensen are just a joy to be with, and Misha, of course, and Mark. So we know each other so well that it would be, of course, a hoot to go back on the show. It'd be amazing. It'd be so much fun. So much fun. We barely would be able to work, because we all love to play pranks on one another, so it would be a laugh fest, I think. But it'd be great.
That's the kind of crew and cast you want to work with, though. The ones who are like, all right, now we really got to get to work. That's the kind of people. Well, I was actually asking Michael about this morning, and since we brought him up, I'll ask you too. I'm not sure how much you use Twitter. But I don't know if you've seen the past couple weeks, William Shatner has been live tweeting the originals, and it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. So
what did William Shatner do? He live tweeted the original.
He's been watching the originals. He said something like, Amy might have to come on and help me here. He said something about Elijah's character dressing too nice and speaking too many words.
Oh, yes, I did. I retweeted that, because I thought, holy shit, William Shatner. William Shatner, what is the show? We got to get William Shatner on the show. Come on. He's got to be, he should be my dad. He'd be like the grandfather ritual.
Like be his grandfather ritual.
He'd be grandpa. Grandpa ritual.
Let's pitch it. I like it.
That's
great.
I love that he's watching. My God, he's such a legend. God. I remember watching him as a kid in Star Trek. It'd be amazing. That's great. I think it's fantastic that he watches the shows.
They're very entertaining.
The original is very entertaining. It's actually, it can appeal to any generation. I really love that. It's a very adult show. And, Joe and Joseph and Daniel and the cast are just so good. So good.
Yeah, they're brilliant. They're brilliant.
Yeah.
I love every character on the show. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, so two more little things before I let you go. One, if you got any other projects you'd like to discuss with us, you go ahead and tell us about it. We'd like to know what else you got going on.
Well, I do. I mean, I have a movie coming out in September with Liam Neeson that's called A Walk Among the Tombstones. It's Liam Neeson, Dan Stevens of Downton Abbey fame. Very dark psychological thriller based in New York. That should be good. And then I have this independent feature that I absolutely loved with this young actor called Thomas Brody Sangster. Thomas Sangster, you know, he's in Game of Thrones and he was in Love Actually, and he's going to be in The Maze Runner. And this other very talented actor called Luke Kleintank, who's in Pretty Little Liars, I think. And it was just a phenomenal, phenomenal film directed by Antonia Bogdanovich, who is Peter Bogdanovich's daughter. You know, so he's got the amazing director, Peter Bogdanovich. But that was a truly extraordinary experience. It's called Phantom Halo. It's just a story of a family in Los Angeles, and their dysfunctionality. It was an amazing role and an amazing experience for me. So, you know, these are things coming up amongst, you know, other potential, you know, rumored projects maybe that I can't talk about.
Rumored as in season 2 of the original.
Yeah.
All right. So
rumored things,
I'm pushing for it, guys. It's not working. It always happens. We always get everybody on like right before the season finale, and everybody's like, "Oh, we can't tell you anything.
We
I gotta
can't
put
tell
up a
you
wall.
Anything.
Nothing. I can't even tell you that I'm on the show. That's how strict it gets." So,
Well, tomorrow's Tuesday. You'll figure out some things. You never know.
Yeah, we'll know some stuff in about 24 hours, I guess. Close.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome, of course.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you can save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.